Hold on a second.
Said you had heavy hands, man. How's the transition been?
It's new. We've gotten a lot of plays. Doing that on the first day. Installing, trying to get the plays down, trying to learn them, you know, the tempo. It's all new, but it went well for the walkthrough.
Any idea how long you think it'll be before you can kind of settle into a comfort zone with what they're asking?
I'm sure it'll take a couple weeks, just to, you know, learn the techniques Coach Davidson wants us to do, or wants me to do, and also just getting the whole playbook down. You know, so it's I'm sure it'll take a couple weeks, hopefully sooner.
More on the phantom foot injury. I mean, basically, you didn't even know that you had it. And I mean, I guess Zim was saying, was Shug's giving you, or someone's giving you a hard time or something, or joking around with you?
We were joking around with a little bit because, I had no idea. But like I said, I'm out here running around like I have been. Did all my testing, everything was perfectly fine, and I feel great. So, like I said before, you know, I have no issues or concerns about it.
Do you feel it at all?
I don't feel anything. So people ask me, you know, what foot is it? I'm like, I gotta look and try to remember, but I don't feel it at all.
Which alleged foot is it?
It's supposed to be my right foot.
Okay. That'd be pretty frustrating. The fact that you're not bothered at all by it, and then NFL teams are finding this out, and you're dropping to the fourth round.
Well, I mean, you got to be prepared for anything, man. Just being a part of the draft was great, and you know, I'll always remember that. But you know, I believe I'm at the right team where I'm supposed to be, with the right coaching staff and the right teammates. So I don't. At this point, it's nothing to, you know, be all, man. You know, somebody said something about my foot or anything like that. I'm just happy to be here, man, and happy to get back to football.
Are you the kind of guy that watches the draft coverage? Did you pay attention to the months leading up to it and what they were saying your stock was or and all that kind of stuff?
No, at first no, but as it got maybe 2 days before, I started paying a little bit more attention, but glad I don't got to go through that anymore.
Did you have an inkling at all that teams were as concerned about your foot heading into the draft as it apparently they were?
It got probably a week before or so, my agent said, you know, some teams have some concerns, but we didn't know how, you know, truly concerned they were. But, it all worked out.
Did you know that you were going to fall because of the foot problem, or when did you find out there was a possibility you might slide because of people saying that?
After round two, I would say. After round two, and then after round three was gone.
How did you find out? Just watching TV, or did your agent tell you?
No, we were watching. Just watching, man. And I guess my agent was talking to a couple of different people, and you know, he let me know, you know, who a team was going with, and just kind of watched and just played it by ear.
So that you think you wound up in the right spot? What makes you think the Vikings are the right team for you?
Well, they picked me. and I had a private workout with Coach Davidson. He came to Pitt, and it was a smooth meeting, and things went well, and you know, I felt, you know, pretty comfortable to a certain degree with them, and you know, I felt, you know, if I came to the Vikings, I'd be able to really truly learn and grow as a player. So that's why I say, you know, I feel like I'm at the right place.
Coach Chris, since you got picked up?
No, I haven't heard from Coach Chris yet. We spoke prior to the draft, but I haven't heard from him since. He's pretty busy these days.
Do you get the sense that they're probably going to keep you at tackle, or from your conversations, do you think that you might be moved around a little bit?
I'm pretty sure I'll be moved around. I mean, I've been playing guard today, guard and tackle, so just getting reps and getting the feel at both positions is my plan, just to be ready to be able to play at guard or tackle, whatever, wherever they want me to play or need me to play.
Did your friend work out with Jeff working you a guard as well, or did he do anything specifically with
you? No, we did mostly tackle stuff. But even then, he said, you know, listen, if you ever came to the Vikings, you know, we'd probably throw you in there at guard and see how it turned out. So I'm here, and threw me in that guard.
There's a possible opening as a starter left guard. How aware of you are that, and is that something you think you will compete for?
I'm aware of it, and I'm going to compete for a job. You know, but first I got to learn the plays and get through the playbook and really just learn. At this point right now, I'm not, you know, worried about, you know, what spot is open with this, because you're not going to make it on the field if you don't know what to do. So my main concern right now and goal is to really learn the playbook and learn what coaches need me to know.
You have much experience at guard?
Say again?
You ever played guard?
Have I ever played guard?
Yeah.
No.
Were you used mostly left side or right side today?
All right side.
All right.
Thanks, Coach Chris, momentarily. Anything that you take away now that you can look back that had the biggest impact on you from Coach while you were at Pitt?
That I can take away? You know, one thing I say about Coach Chris is he was always for the players. You know, anything that we need, any concerns or anything like that. Even after, you know, he went on to Wisconsin, you know, he reached out to me and, you know, told me, hey, listen, I'm thinking about you, you know, wishing me luck and just being genuinely a good guy who he is. So that's a relationship I always have, and, you know, I'll definitely cherish that because he's been good to me.
How close did you come to going the basketball route coming out of high school?
How close? Not very close. I wouldn't say that. You know, I stopped kind of having that love for basketball my junior year, which is when I started playing football. So, you know, those are my dreams to play in the NBA coming up, but yeah, it didn't work out too well.
Do you have some offers though coming out of high school to go play college basketball?
Yeah, I had three. Rutgers, Seton Hall, and Providence. And when I got my first football offer from Duke, they said I could have played basketball there if I wanted to as well. But
did you watch the national championship game thinking you could have been there hoisting the trophy there last month with Duke?
Not really. No, I really didn't think about it too much. You know, it was what, maybe 5 years ago now? Nah.
Time for three more, guys.
Would you say the basketball background has given you any kind of skill sets that may have translated to the football field?
Yeah, I would. I mean, definitely. I mean, the ability to run smoothly and change directions and be quick on my feet, light on my feet. I think that basketball definitely, you know, give me those tools. You know, it's helped me on the field, so I plan on continuing to use what basketball has given me.
You touch base with any veterans on the offensive line yet? Or
not? I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
This thing is going to slide, so.